call them friends, even though they've been pretty mean to me lately. But I did. I will tell you, they are the only two people I have ever blocked on Twitter. Unless if you use profanity, I will probably block you on Twitter also. I just, if you go as far as using the F word in a post, I generally am going to block you. But, and that's, those are people I don't know. Because of why do I need to see you in my feed if I don't know you? But there's a couple of people that I have blocked, and it's because they just keep attacking me and lying about me, and I don't really care if they put it out there for other people to see, honestly, because I know what the truth is, and anybody who knows me knows what the truth is. But I don't have to see it in my feed. I'm being a lot more intentional in what I do on social media and what I'm a part of. But I just don't understand the frustration with Governor Kemp related to immigration policy. Georgia still has some of the toughest immigration policy in the country. He has, I think, the immigration problem, and I think anybody who's being objective and looking in a mirror will tell you that we had immigration pretty much under control in the 2018, 2019, 2020. Those are the first 3 years of the governor's term, or 2019 and 2020 were. And then everything went out of control related to Biden, and the game had to change. And what I mean by that is what we did had to change. It couldn't be, I know he ran the, everybody talks about that ad he ran in the primary where he said, I'll round up illegal immigrants in my truck and I'll deport them, okay? First of all, I never liked that ad. I was on that campaign because a governor cannot deport people, okay? It's only the federal government that can deport people, and there are 1.5 million people that have been adjudicated by the system and are supposed to be deported that the Biden administration is not deporting. Okay? So it is the federal government. We should not be angry at our governors. We should be angry at the federal government about this. We got to be mad at the right people if we're going to accomplish things. And I know that goes against what I've said related to not being mad at everybody. But I mean using mad in the generic term. Opposing. You know, making sure that you're aligning with people who are on your side in order to get better policy from the other side. Does that make sense? Anyway, so my friend Libby, who's been friends with me since high school, sent me this message saying, you have a lot of support on your approach to legislation. I had to laugh at the newly elected congressman's comments about Republicans shouldn't fall in line behind Trump. Didn't the Democrats perfect that? And this guy will fall in line with Biden as well when he gets there. At that, you know what? You are absolutely right, Libby. And I've been perfecting this thing that I'm going to say on the Georgia gang to Theron, because I know I'm going to be asked to denounce something that Trump did. Okay, every week I get asked, every week I'm on, I get asked to denounce something that Trump did. And my answer to him a couple of weeks ago was, look, nobody's my candidate. I'm supporting someone else in the primary, so I don't really care. But I get tired of being told, are you going to be on the, quote, right side of history and stand up against Donald Trump? Are you going to be on the right side of history and stand up against a guy that can't put a sentence together and Joe Biden? The fact that any Democrat is asking any Republican, any Democrat that is still supporting Joe Biden and then is criticizing a person for supporting Donald Trump, there's a word for that, and that's disingenuous. Okay, there's a word for that, and that is hypocritical. Okay, there is a word for that, and that is lunacy. All right, if you're sitting there saying, oh, people, the economy's really good, and the people are really good, and the things are really good, what your lying eyes are seeing is just not true. But conversely, we have to do the same thing. Okay? If we don't want our candidate, meaning Republicans, to get involved in local politics, which, let's look, I tell you what, Brian Kemp just gets better every day because he has never said a bad word about Donald Trump. He has never said, he has threaded that needle along with Glenn Youngkin probably better than anybody to be able to do what's right. Okay, there's a guy named Larry Hogan, who was the governor of Maryland, Republican governor of Maryland. Very conservative guy. He's going to run for Senate, and the Democrats are really worried about that. Because he's very popular, and he's very popular in a blue Maryland state because, wait for it, he did the right thing. He communicated well with people. He did the right thing. That is singly what I like the most about I almost called her Nancy Pelosi like Trump did, so I guess I've got problems too. Anyway, Nikki Haley. Here's what I like about her. Go back and look at her debate performances. Okay? She lays out what her positions are, whether it's about spending or about national security or about abortion. And then she says what the numbers are of the situation we're in right now. Because it's all well and good to have a firm position on the things that you stand for. Okay? But then you also have to understand in a republic where we have a representative democracy that you have to then convince a majority of your colleagues to vote for something, which means you're not going to get everything you want. Okay? Now, if you want to change that, then elect more Republicans to the House and elect more Democrats to the Senate. The Democrats actually have the worst Senate map that they've had in 40 years. Now, we can screw it up, okay? But we should pick up a bunch of seats in the United States Senate this time, and they're worried about that. That's why they're trying to get us off our game. But I understand this argument, conversely, that time and time again, we have given Republicans a majority, and they haven't acted like Republicans. And I'm not talking about this two-seat majority they got right now. Okay, I'm talking about 30 seats or 5 or 6 in the Senate. I'm talking about a real majority, okay? I understand that we've given Republicans that a couple of times in the last 25 years, and they didn't really do anything with it, okay? So, and we also have to understand that within the Republican caucus, there are very conservative Republicans, which are about 30%. There are more moderate Republicans, or I don't want to call them moderate. I'm going to call them by anybody else's definition conservative, because there are some real conservative people in the caucus that wouldn't call these people conservative. But anybody from the outside looking in would, okay? And then there are the people that are the left-leaning Republicans that are in districts that Joe Biden won. Okay, so they're concerned about certain things. You've got to wrangle all those people and get them on the same page. If you're going to pass anything, you can have 1 or 2 defections. If you have more than that right now, that's like a darn, I almost said a bad word, Logan. That's like a darn tightrope you got to walk on. One wrong step and you fall through the net. So we've got to start telling the truth about how to get things done. And we're going to keep talking about it right here.
Expressed on the Martha Zoller Show are those of the hosts and callers and don't necessarily reflect those of Jacobs Media or our advertisers. The Martha Zoller Show is a presentation of North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9 WDUN.
When you're looking for leading cardiac care, look to Northside Hospital Heart Institute. We lead with 95% patient recommendations. You could say we're number one in the heart of Georgia. We lead with 100 dedicated cardiovascular doctors, so you know your heart is in the best hands. We lead with compassion, because you are at the heart of our care. Northside Hospital Heart Institute. We lead with heart.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? Because no two people sleep the same. Only the Sleep Number smart bed lets you each choose your individual firmness and comfort, your Sleep Number setting. The Climate 360 smart bed is so smart, it actively cools or warms up to 13 degrees on either side for your ideal sleep temperature. now during our President's Day sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus free home delivery when you add any base. Ends Monday. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
Hey everyone, it's Joe Montana. Spreading the word about pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can be life-threatening. If you're 65 or older like me, you're at increased risk. So, what's the game plan? A strong defense. Pneumococcal pneumonia can strike at any time in any season, so you shouldn't wait to help protect yourself. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccination today and learn more at knowpneumonia.com. That's K-N-O-W pneumonia.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
WDUN Gainesville, WDUN-FM Clarksville, Gainesville. Always here, always local.
It's 10 o'clock.
What's next? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's the question in Washington after the House, in a 214 to 213 vote, impeached Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, blaming him for record illegal immigration. Congressman Jody Arrington tells Fox,
the guy had no intention of enforcing the laws of the land. He didn't fulfill his sacred oath to his security mission to guard and control the border.